Phoenix Audio presents Catastrophe, the story of Bernard L. Madoff, the man who swindled the world, by Deborah and Gerald Strober. Read by Connor Trenier. Forward. On the chilly morning of Thursday, December 11th, 2008, we were both at home, battling a nasty 24-hour flu. Not really in the mood to read, but craving distraction, we turned into one of the cable news channels and sat there taking in one soft news piece after another, as well as innumerable commercials. Suddenly there was a breaking news flash. A wealthy former chairman of NASDAQ was under arrest in what the media was touting as the biggest Ponzi scheme ever, even as the accused man was being driven downtown to the federal courthouse for arraignment. The following days brought startling revelations. Major charitable organizations, institutions, and bold-faced names scammed by the once highly respected founder and head of Bernard L. Madoff Investment Securities and now nearly destitute. How could so many organizations and individuals have been taken in? And what sort of person could have so coldly stolen from those who had entrusted him with their funds and, in many instances, with their life savings? On Friday, December 19th, 8 days after we had been jolted out of our flu-induced fog, we could stand it no longer. We were going to obtain answers to our questions. We would write a book about Bernard Madoff, and we would do it now, while the ink on Bernard Madoff's complaint document was still drying. Deciding to do so was the easy part. Now we would have to find a publisher willing to take a flyer on such an ambitious undertaking. That afternoon we emailed Michael Wiener at Phoenix Books. Within hours, we had his reply. We were now off and running on the most challenging assignment of our 20 years as a husband and wife writing team, to chronicle the immediate days and weeks following the apprehension of the Wall Street entrepreneur who had so cruelly devastated so many lives. Deborah Hart Strober, Gerald S. Strober, January 12, 2009.